Welcome back, everyone, to Hamby Stadium. Final score, Longview 55 and North Mesquite 0. Coach King has joined us, and this time he did get to ride up in the elevator. He did not have to walk. So, Coach, you started fast, and you just kept rolling.
Yeah, we needed to come out and set the tone early, and hit Kirby on a big pass play there and got a 7-0 lead, and then defense got us the ball back and short field, and we made the most of it and did what we need to do in the first half to build a commanding lead. We played low ball ball, and we did it running and throwing, great defense. So it was a pretty sound effort all in all, and just real pleased with the way the kids went about their work all week long and preparing for North Mesquite, who's been struggling as of late. And they've kind of fallen on hard times in the middle of the season with injuries and things like that, so they're quite not the football team it started the year with. But nevertheless, you got to come play, and they had a few different wrinkles for us early on. They had a good scheme working, and we had to make a few adjustments, and I thought we did.
The defensive front in particular made a lot of plays, put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. Beltran had a a great sack down way deep in their territory, so I thought it was a great effort by the defense.
Yeah, another just outstanding effort and execution out of those guys, and made a lot of negative plays, put them in long yardage situations, and it forced them to punt, and we just did what we needed to do, and that's what championship football teams do, and puts us at 4-0, and whatever happens tonight, I think we pretty much going to have a chance, real good chance of getting in if we're not already locked in. I know there's some mathematics that will be involved towards the end of it, but I think who's got to play who on the rest of the way, I think that four wins are going to get you in.
You're using a lot of people on defense. You are rotating more and more in. It seems like every week you're putting some new guys in there early in the game, and they're contributing.
Yeah, I mean, we rolled a few guys in. We had a couple out tonight due to injury, and mixed in some different guys. And being able to play those guys is only going to give us depth. And when you can go out and those guys can execute, it just helps your football team. And you have people that stay fresh towards the end of the game, towards the end of the year. And it was another situation like that tonight. And those guys, I think we emptied the bench. Time is all said and done. I don't believe there was anybody that didn't get in. It wasn't from lack of effort, I can tell you that. I'm trying to get them in.
And offensively, it just like a machine, everything seemed to be clicking. This, to us, looked like obviously the best offensive performance of the year.
I thought we played good and did some things, ran the ball well, threw it and caught it well. We had a couple of busts that gave us, I think we had a negative play down in the red zone, and the guy got beat across his face and didn't take the correct step. But we've got to stay out of those negative plays. This time of the year, you ought to be honed in on everything you're doing. We've seen about every look known to man throughout eight games, with defensive fronts and coverages and things of that nature. So we got to, we can't make mistakes like that, and I would say that was probably the most disappointing thing we had was that. But as far as being able to overcome it and punch them in and get scores, that was big for us. We're able to do it tonight.
Six different receivers caught passes, three different receivers with touchdown receptions, and Haynes had an outstanding night, completed 14 of 17 passes, three touchdowns. So, I mean, we spread it around. A lot of people got involved. We were really accurate. And, in a game where you had to win in wet field conditions, it's still the passing game was pretty outstanding.
Yeah, we threw it better in pregame. Even with the wind, whatever it was, 10, 15 mile an hour and just a mist of rain. But I said, heck, man, it doesn't look like it's affecting us too much. We were pretty effective doing it. And I thought our offensive line played well and protected, and we were able to, make some plays. When you can mix in the run and the pass and be balanced, and gives you more explosive plays, and people just can't load the box on you every night. So it's definitely something that's we're capable of doing. We had a couple of guys that had big nights tonight catching the ball. CJ kind of been quiet for a while, and he had three big catches, one for a touchdown. He also ran for one. So I think that'll be huge for his confidence, you know. I just got to continue to work and improve, and you know, we've been, those kids have been working their tails off, and nice to see them come out on game night and make plays.
Johnny keeps bringing this up every time that the other team wins the toss and defers and gives us the ball first. It always seems to backfire on them. What's the deal? Why, you and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Why is it that teams give us the ball first to start a game?
Well, you know, if we'd have won, we'd have deferred too. I think with the conditions tonight, you want to try to take the win, use it to your advantage early on, and things like that. Plus, if you defer, you get the ball to start the second half, and you should be adjusted to how they're playing you. So basically, they're just trying to steal a possession, you know, and if you can – you know, go in at the half, get a score in the half, or, you know, go in, you know, with a tie game, then you start the second half, you know, and go out and get them. I mean, it's kind of like back-to-back possessions that you're getting. So, that's, to me, that's the thought behind it. But, you know, I would have deferred tonight with conditions. We've done it before, you know, when there's a win, you know, that affects the kicking game.
But here, let me listen to my argument on this, okay?
Okay.
If I'm y'all, and you, I can understand deferring, but if you're the inferior team and the other team is outstanding offensive team, you got a chance, if you kick off, more than likely they're going to move the ball, good chance of scoring on the first possession, and then all of a sudden you're playing uphill against a superior team right from the beginning. Now, that's my thinking.
Well, I mean, I think that's just a strategy people use, whether who's – superior or inferior, whatever you want to call it. But, I mean, you start a game like this and say you kick off and you stop them, they punt into the wind, you get the ball at midfield. I mean, as opposed to Roe kicking down the end zone, getting on 25.
Okay. How many times this year have we scored on our first possession against somebody?
Or for the last 3 years?
I don't know that stat. I mean,
a lot.
Well, I wish we could do it every game, but it – we didn't start the year doing it, I can tell you that. We had some issues we had to figure out. But it's nice when you can do that. And we, you know, kind of waited to do our script before the game to make sure, you know, how bad the conditions are going to be and what we should do. So we had a plan coming out if we had to go into the wind, you know, if it was going to be bad or not.
Well, you are 4-0 now. You got a couple of games left. You got a big one next week against Tyler Lee at home in senior night, which is always a big deal. How do you approach that? Just like any other game?
Oh, it's going to be emotional. We got 41 senior football players, 5 student assistant trainers that are going to get recognized on behalf of the football program before the game. You know, and I know the other support groups are going to have some people recognized too, but you want to recognize them. We're going to have a chance for them and their families to come across that field for possibly the last time. I hope we get another one there, but it could be the last time. And this is a game that you look at when the year starts and you know that I had a feeling Tyler Lee was going to be better, and I knew that it was going to probably come down to the last couple of weeks of deciding district championships and number one seeds and playoff potential, I mean, for both of us. And, you know, it's they're a much better team, and they're going to be a difficult matchup, and I know they'll be excited. Kirk's done a great job of getting that thing turned the right way, and I guess they got one or two losses on the year, and been very close games, their losses, but excuse me, they're a good team. We're going to play well, but the emotions of senior night, particularly when you got a child that is a senior, and it's not something you look forward to. I can tell you that. I mean, you're excited for the kids, and this is 16 years at Longview of senior night, and every one of them's gotten emotional for me because you know those kids are. We're not going to probably not have another chance playing Lobo Stadium, which is a place they love to play at. So, you know, we'll have a senior pep rally. And I know that the moms always show up and have a surprise for the players. And then, of course, the seniors do their last little dance on the court. And you know, in that thing. I think we got Food Fest too that day, so it'll be a crazy day. But just want these kids in it the right way at Lobo Stadium.
For all of you that are listening, that you go to all the home games, please get there early next week. That's something you do not want to miss, and there will be a lot of people trying to get in at about the same time. Please go at least 15 minutes earlier than you usually go next Friday.
Yeah, we're going to start the introductions about 6:50 with the football team and do all that. And, you know, the parents going to be asked and family members that are coming with to be recognized with our players and student assistants to be there at 6:30 on the home side of the stadium on the track. Everybody's got to buy a ticket. Just because it's senior night, we're not going to open the gates up. But everybody that enters wants to come down with those kids needs to have a ticket and be there at 6:30 and have a chance to walk across the field with their senior.
And then see a great ball game between Longview and Tyler Lee, some longtime district rivals that predate even all of us.
Well, I can tell you, it is going to be like the old times now because they're a physical football team, two great running backs. They've started to throw the ball more. They're so much better defensively this year, and they're doing an outstanding job of playing defense and staying in games and running the ball. So it's going to be an old-time East Texas matchup. And, you know, it's got playoff implications, district championship implications. It's got, seeding as far as, who's one, who's two. If you get to stay home and play a home game or you got to travel. So it'll be a lot on the line.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you coming up. Congratulations on another big win.
You bet.
We will do this again next week.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Matt, we're going to wrap things up here. The stadium is emptied out, and the crowd is thinned out on the traffic, so we're going to try to get out of here. We're all going to head back to Longview. Thanks for being with us, everyone. Tune in next Friday night. Coach's show at 7, pregame 7:15 to 7:20. Kickoff at 7:30, a big night. If you're coming out, get there early. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Appreciate you, Matt. We'll be back next week on 106.5 Jack FM. Good night, everyone.